The fate of three Czech nationals who are awaiting trial in Zambia on suspicion of spying remains highly uncertain. The three face 25 years in prison for having taken photographs of an old plane displayed outside a military base in Lusaka. The Czech Foreign Affairs Ministry has tried in vain to intervene on their behalf and is now sending a special envoy to the country to present the case in person. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Jan Zofal, Jiří Cetl and Michal Weber visited Zambia as tourists while on a business trip to South Africa in mid-October. Their decision to take holiday snapshots of an old Czechoslovak aircraft displayed outside a military base in Lusaka had far-reaching consequences. They were arrested by local police and had their passports, cameras and a downloaded Google map confiscated as part of evidence that they were collecting information about the military facility in question. The Zambian Secret Service accused them of being spies on the grounds of a number of photographs and the simple fact that the barracks in the photographs in question were featured on the Google map. The three men, aged between 35 and 45, spent a week in custody before being released, pending their court appearance. The local authorities are still holding the passports and they have to check in regularly at a local police station ahead of their trial. If convicted of the charges against them, the three could spend 25 years in prison. Repeated efforts by the Czech Foreign Ministry to intervene on their behalf have proved unsuccessful, and after failing to establish contact for close to a month, the ministry has decided to send a special envoy to the country to negotiate the matter. Since the Czech Republic only has a consul in Lusaka, the Czech ambassador in Zimbabwe, Luděk Zahradníček, is now involved in the case. I called him earlier today to find out what circumstances the three men are now in and what their prospects are.
They are lodged in an unfinished house of a brother of our honorary consul, which is not a big luxury, but they made some improvement there so that they have running water, electricity, and all the basics which normal people need. They can, in fact, move around the city and perhaps go for shopping, have a dinner in a restaurant, and so on. So their living conditions at present are not that bad as they were when they were intercepted in police cells in the beginning of the affair. They spent 7 days in police cells, which were really very shabby and unhygienic.
But their prospects are extremely bleak. I understand they face 25 years in prison if convicted. What are the chances of intervening on their behalf? What is being done for them?
Well, I have been several times in Lusaka. I tried to get through to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs because me, as a diplomat, I have to always go through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs from the diplomatic protocol. But unfortunately, up to now, to no avail. Also, our minister, Honorable Schwarzenberg, tried to get through for a telephonic call to his counterpart in Zambia, Mr. Kambili, and also, for some reasons, it didn't happen. But we are now trying to use all the channels which we have. I think now, my minister tries to involve a special envoy, which would come next week to the capital of Zambia, Lusaka. And, of course, we have also a very good lawyer. But the problem of this case is that there are secret services of Zambian Army and Air Force which are involved, which probably, according to my knowledge, exist. That the court takes place. There is, in fact, no evidence against them in that respect that they would make espionage.
On the grounds of similar cases in the past, what are their prospects?
It's very hard to tell. You know, it is in the hands of the director of public prosecution who, in fact, seen all the evidence that has been put together can drop the case before it comes to the courts. But it seems that he also is afraid of secret services, and so there is quite a probability that the case would reach the court, which will not be very early. It seems that the High Court of Zambia is overcrowded with cases, so it may easily happen that the case could be treated in the court only in January next year.
That was the Czech ambassador to Zimbabwe, Luděk Zahradníček, talking to Daniela Lazarová.